This is from the old school, new school.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi. And yes, we are live today. I know it seems like it's been years since we were live, but it's only been, I think, we missed 2 weeks or 3 weeks because I was traveling overseas. Now, what we're going to talk about today, before we talk about anything, just give our website to all your friends. Because we're going to be talking about something important today, which is Egypt. What is going on in Egypt? Our website is republicbroadcasting.org. Tell them to watch it. If you are listening to us and you have your Facebook on, just copy the link and put it on your pages and encourage all your friends to listen to us and tune in. Well, today, unfortunately, I'm not going to be telling you what went on my trip, even though everything went just great, just like I expected. But we're going to have to talk about this probably next week and what happened with the Jerusalem conference that I normally go to every year. And all the activities that we had undertaken in Jordan and in Palestine. But today, actually, we are going to talk about the president of Egypt, and that is Mohamed Morsi, who only been president, he was elected about a year ago. He was not allowed to finish his term of 4 years. He was removed, actually, last week, by the military, by his own defense minister. Now, this story is a little bit complicated, so we're going to have to actually start with you with something that you are familiar with, which is our take on what is going on, not just in Egypt, but throughout the Arab world, and who is actually doing all these things. You know, it seems like the people go out to the streets to remove their president. Is it just as simple as that? And how do you get millions of people to actually go out on the street? So these are some fundamental questions that we're going to answer. And hopefully you will be following with us. And of course, we do welcome your phone calls and your comments. Our phone number is 800-313-9443. And if you're listening to us and you have Skype on, you can actually, it's toll free from anywhere in the world on Skype. If you are in the United States, just dial the number. 800-313-9443. And like I said, it's going to be a little bit complicated today because we're going to tell you exactly what is going on in Egypt is not actually going on. It is totally something different. And like we said earlier, give this link to all your friends because today you're going to understand what is happening in the world. And we will be right back.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Of the dollar or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed, all just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141, 785-672-3141, or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio show. Coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our phone number is 800-313-9443. So what is going on in Egypt? This is the deal. You cannot look at what is going on in Egypt without looking at what's going on and what went on in the last 3-4 years in the Arab world. And without looking back 12 years ago to what happened in Iraq and September 11, you might be thinking, let's not complicate things. It's all one plan. It's all one plan that has been going on for about 40 years now. We have talked about Israel and their plan for the Middle East many times. We have mentioned to you and we have told you in this program what Israel wants to do with the Arab countries. It wants to divide them, separate them, split them up into chaos, into countries and people who hate each other. Instead of being the Arab world, they want to destroy this thing called the Arab world. They want to make these states weaker statelets that are fighting amongst each other. And in the same country, they want the people to fight. And they have said this. They have said this in their plan, strategies for Israel in the 19th. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was a recording, actually, and I am here now. So welcome, everybody. Thank God for a recordings and a rebroadcast. But this is good. We kind of caught it in the last minute. Anyway, what we're going to talk about today, actually, is, you know, I could have let that rebroadcast go on, but we don't want to. What's going on in Egypt, and what's the United States' involvement in Egypt? And, you know, like we explained to you last week, what happened in Egypt, well, what happened all over the Arab world, this Arab Spring, is basically a designed plan to destroy the cohesiveness of the Arab people, to destroy this thing called Arabism. Because that is, you know, when you have, even though it was separate countries and they were not seeing eye to eye, but there was something holding all of these countries together. And the worry from the United States, and of course it's not the United States because the Arabs were never the enemies of the United States, but Israel has chosen that plan to destroy the Arab world. Just like they did in Iraq, where they had a plan to destroy Saddam Hussein, as they have mentioned in the clean break document that they wrote and implemented during the Bush administration. They had the United States to actually do the bad work for them. They had the United States to take its army and its people to war against a country that never done them any harm, killing a million Iraqis for Israel. And now they are using, again, the United States to actually control the Arab world in order to divide these people. And they are doing a good job at it. Just like they have succeeded in Iraq, they are succeeding throughout the Middle East in destroying the regimes. Now, in Egypt, it had to be done at several stages. One stage is to get Mubarak out, and in order to get Mubarak out, as we explained last week, they had to get somebody in there who can actually win an election, and that somebody was Morsi with the Brotherhood, with the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, the Muslim Brotherhood is not someone that Israel wants in power, but they had no choice. In order to remove Mubarak from power, they had to substitute somebody else. And that somebody else was Morsi. Now, where is Morsi now? We don't know. He was captured, arrested by the army. The army, you see, this is the funny thing. The against Morsi crowd, which all of them were supported by George Soros money, which all of them were supported by Israeli policy to do what they did. But the people on the ground, they don't know that they are actually doing these things for Israel or for the United States. They think they're doing the right thing. That's the mob mentality. Control the airwaves in Egypt, just like they're controlling the airwaves in the United States, just like they're controlling the airwaves in Germany, in England, in France, and even in Russia. They are also controlling the airwaves in Egypt. Now, controlling the airwaves in Egypt, that means you're going to get the crowd out. About 4 million, 5 million came out on the 29th of June. The media made it look like that it was a 30 million people came out, and it wasn't true. So the army said that because all of these millions came out against the president, then we are going to step in and remove him. Of course, this plan was designed by the United States and approved by the United States, even though the United States president, the United States government, is saying, oh, we're against this coup or against the removal. Actually, they're not saying we're against the removal. They're just saying that you can't arrest the president, that you need to release him. And we need to see democratic government elected there as soon as possible. That's the United States standing on the issue. So they're not against what the army did. Otherwise, they would have came out and actually said so. Even though it was a military coup. You know, whenever your minister, your defense minister, or, you know, imagine if our defense secretary walks into the White House and tells Obama, well, people don't want you, so there are 5 million people out there who don't want you, and therefore we're going to remove you. Yeah, they're saying they collected signatures of about 20 million people, etc. But they were only able to get about 4 or 5 million people out. On the other hand, right now, the crowds on the streets of Cairo asking for the reinstatement of the president, the one who was democratically elected, President Mohamed Morsi, the crowds are in the 10 to 15 million out there on the streets. So why is it the army is not taking the stand? Oh, by the way, I am no fan of President Morsi. I am no fan of him, and I have always talked against his policies. But I'm taking this stand now because some people thought, oh, he is with the Muslim Brotherhood. No, I'm not. And I have always criticized their policies. I am totally against mixing religion with politics. I'm totally against it. Because religion is supposed to be pure. Politics is corrupt. And when you put pure with corruption, you get corruption. You don't get pure. So that's why I was totally against religion and politics. But what happened in Egypt is not right. What happened in Egypt is not something, is not democratic. This president, you know, if you want to teach these people democracy, then you should not have went right after the president was elected. You started working behind the scene, underground, to remove him. I'm talking about the United States of America. Because Israel could not afford 4 years of the Muslim Brotherhood governing and ruling Egypt. They could not afford, because if they stayed in power for the 4 years, definitely they would have controlled the army, controlled everything in the country, where no one will be able to remove them by force. Now, people were worried that democracy was the end of democracy, etc., etc. Fine, but that is a point of view. And that was probably even my point of view, that if the Muslim Brotherhoods remain in power, that, you know, kiss democracy goodbye. But that is a political view. We'll be back with your phone calls.
you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear. Live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio show. Coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our website is www.republicbroadcasting.org. And our phone number is 800-313-9443. Give us a call. We're going to the phones now with Habib from Qatar on line one. Habib, welcome to the program.
Yes, hello. Assalamu alaikum, Rabab and Kareem.
Great, alaikum salam. Thanks for calling.
How are you, Dr. Hisham?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Yes, first of all, I would like to thank you for your program, great program. I have just a few comments. You know, this is we are now a very important stages, you know. About Brotherhood, Muslim Brotherhood, you know, I'm not a fan, you know, about Muslim Brotherhood. I think that Morsi, he's a loser, you know. But the problem is that with this, you know, I think that Israel and America, they don't want, you know, Egypt to be settled. They want conflict in Syria, in Iraq, in Egypt to secure Israel. They don't care about Mubarak, they don't care about Morsi, they don't care, they just want make problems then Egypt to get loans from America and other countries, and Egypt will fall. That's what they want from Egypt.
You know, you're absolutely right, Habib. You're absolutely right in your analysis of the situation. And I'm not a fan of Morsi, but to me, Morsi was elected democratically, and what happened to him is wrong. But you're right, because it was never intended for Egypt to be a stable country. It was always intended for Egypt to go through turmoil, to go through chaos before, and that's for the security of Israel. And if you noticed in the last couple of days, Israel had announced that they are reducing the size of their military by 5%. You know, you don't reduce the size of your military unless you think that you are secured enough to do that. And actually, they don't need to fight with an army like you're seeing actually on the ground. They are fighting on the grounds within those countries, from within those countries. So they don't need tanks and warplanes to fight their Arab neighbors. They are fighting those societies from within. Go ahead.
Yes, exactly. And the most important thing, and most dangerous thing, that many people say, well, these Islamists, they are against the democracy, they don't participate. Okay, the Islamists now participated, and they have been, out from their rights. And then, extremist, like Al-Zawahiri, he's saying, look, I told you, do not participate in democracy. Democracy is evil. Democracy is chaos. Now, I think after this, extremism will going to be developed and increasing because of, this situation. And I have another point. Why some countries like UAE, Emirates, and Saudi Arabia and Kuwait very against Ikhwan Muslimin, while some countries such as Qatar, they are with Ikhwan Muslimin. This is, I don't understand this policy. What do you think?
Well, because a strong Egypt and a stable Egypt is not good for those countries, because those countries are worried that if the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt becomes strong and they start affecting, because the regimes in Kuwait and in Saudi Arabia and in the United Arab Emirates, these regimes, even though they're Muslim countries, but they're not really Muslim regimes, and they were afraid that a strong Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt will affect their countries and will affect the politics of their countries and probably start a Gulf Spring in those countries. And if Qatar did not really the Qatari Emir is playing it. He played it smart. Instead of coming and replacing the regime, he said, hey, look, I'm replacing the regime. You don't have to go out in the streets demanding replacement of the regime. So that's why. But we have to understand that the United States and Israel have played all parties, including the Muslim Brotherhood. But they cannot, another reason, Habib, that Saudi Arabia and Kuwait and the United Arab Emirates, because those were ordered by the United States to actually destroy countries like Syria, destroy countries like Libya, destroy countries, to have this chaos in the Arab world. And a Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt would be a strong regime, and it would spoil their whole plan. So they did not want a strong regime, a stable regime in Egypt. And they're using, and unfortunately, they're using Arab money. They're using, this oil underneath Saudi Arabia, it's not their money, it's the Ummah money. But they are using it to actually destroy the Ummah. Go figure.
Yes, but also I blame the Muslim Brotherhood, because they have a very bad history.
They did not play it right. They did not play it right. The Muslim Brotherhood, they wanted to control it 100%, and that's not right. They fell into the trap.
Yeah.
Thanks, Habib. Unfortunately, it's time to go. Appreciate it. Thanks for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio show. Coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our phone number is 800-313-9443. You can reach us from anywhere in the world on Skype. Just dial 800-313-9443. You know, like we said earlier, Israel is reducing the size of its military. And you only do that when you, number one, you feel secure enough that you don't need that much military. And second, that you have used and changed the rule or the rules of war, where it is no longer needed a tank or a warplane to actually fight your wars and your battles. As we are seeing in the Middle East, as we are seeing all over the Arab world, this is a war. This is a war. We are in the middle of an Israeli-Arab war, except Israel is using the United States as a tool to accomplish its goals. And its goals, they have talked about these goals and wrote it all the way back in 1982.
These are the goals that they wrote in 1982 to destroy the Arab countries from within, destroy the societies. Like I said earlier, their problem is not and was not. Because many people at the time with all these Arab Springs, and I was on the front line saying this is not a spring, this is not an Arab Spring, this is nothing but total chaos, this is a war on the Arab people. United States, but actually controlled by Israel. Because there's absolutely no benefit, none whatsoever. It's not good for the United States' stability. It's not good for its economy. It is not good for its politics. It is not good at all of what is happening in the Arab world for the United States, but it is good for Israel because Israel wants to destroy something called the Arab world. They want to destroy all these Arab countries and making them into these small nationalities, these fake nationalities, these created nationalities, like you see in the United Arab Emirates, in Qatar, in Jordan, and all of these, you know, the Sykes-Picot, all of these are created, fabricated nationalities. It is true. Now, these regions are known to be, just like you have names for cities, you also have names for regions, you know, like Qatar. Now, United Arab Emirates, that's not really a name. That is, it just means that there were some emirates, there's like seven of them, that have decided to go into a union called the United Arab Emirates. And the people's nationality became Emiratis. Just all of a sudden, their nationality became Emiratis. Just like they have came up with some of these nationalities after World War I, they are also going to divide these Arab countries into these nationalities, and they're going to be known as those nationalities, not Arabs anymore. You know, it's just like if you come to the United States fragmented, have this United States become this United States, and everybody become known as a Louisianan, a Texan, a New Yorker, etc., etc., and forget about being an American. Now, you can see where my point is going. You know, as an American, you're strong, you're united, you're 320 million. As an Arab, united, 300 and some million or two, or close to 300 millions. But when you divide them into little chunks here and there and then go to those chunks and even divide them further, and on top of that, not just divide them, but also have them at each other's throat for the next 100 years. And before the dust settles, you're going to have people, you're going to have generations who don't know anything about their Arabism, who don't know anything about their unity with their other Arab brethren and other states. Just like if you divide the United States into single states of nationality, in 100 years, no one's going to be saying they're Americans. And when that happens, it's going to be the Middle East where Israel actually sitting on top of the Middle East. Now, fine. You know, if Israel is dreaming to have that situation is one thing. And dream. I don't have any problem with dreaming, but I do have problem with the Arabs not seeing this. I do have a problem with the Arab people not seeing what is happening to them. Now, everything that is happening all over the Arab world, everything is actually designed and planned. the war on Libya, what happened in Tunisia. But every Arab country is different. The societal making of those countries is different. The form of government was different. The size of the population is different. The strength of their military is different. And also, the outside influence on those countries was different. The political structure and makeup of those countries is different. And therefore, you could not have one formula, one plan fits all. So they had to design each country. They had to design for each country a plan that would work. Like in Libya, they went in 6 months, they had it done militarily. Because the Libyans did not have a strong military to speak of. Their military could not be strong enough. You know, it was strong enough to hold the country down, but it was not strong enough against the might of NATO, United States, France, Germany, England, that bombed the hell out of that country and killed their president. Now, in the case of Tunisia, in 2 hours, the whole thing was over. In the case of Egypt, they had to play it differently. They played with the society. They divided the society. They brought hundreds and thousands of Egyptian youth and Egyptian politicians and Egyptians wannabe to the United States and France. They put them in camps. They drilled in them this thing called democracy, and they drilled in them that they need to take power. And they were able to get people actually, you know, you spend enough money with the right tools, you're going to get the people out. Because there is no way on earth that the United States could have afforded to go in and take out Mubarak militarily. The people in the United States would not have accepted. The economy in the United States, the budget in the United States could not have accepted it or afforded it. And in the case of Egypt, it's going to take 10 times of, in the case of Iraq, to destroy and control the country. If we used about 300,000 people at a time, over 2 million of our people actually did go to Iraq. You probably need about 20 or 30 million in the case of Egypt. And if Iraq took about 11 years, Egypt would have taken about 20, 25 years. And Iraq is not done yet, by the way. Chaos, total chaos still in Iraq. Well, we told you that. We told you what the United States plan, what Israel plan was for Iraq, and it's been implemented. To divide that country into four different states, and that's where it's headed. You know, when you control the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, that gives loans to countries, these countries in the Middle East, all of them, except of course the Gulf countries, like Saudi Arabia, they don't need money, but everybody else needs money. The Jordanian needs money. The public debt in Jordan is 76% of their national product. That's how much. And the GDP. And and like a country like Egypt. A country like Egypt, $1 billion worth of grain we send them every year. They depend on their loaf of bread. They depend on the United States for their loaf of bread. That's how bad. So the IMF is controlling. So you don't need armies and tanks to control countries. You control them with your money. Who controls the IMF, the International Monetary Fund? Who controls the World Bank? Who controls the banks in the United States? Who controls the Federal Reserve Bank of the United States? Those who control the politics of the United States control the dollar, control gold, control money. And if you control money, you control media, you control people. I mean, don't think that these Arab people, they're not stupid. They are controlled by the media. They are controlled by the money that the Zionists spend in those countries. Just like people in the United States. How do you think they were able to actually convince 80% of Americans to go along with George Bush in and his war on Iraq? The media. They control money. They control politics. You get some politicians to go up on the air and say the evil doers and say that we need to take this guy before he comes out and kills us. That's how you control the people. You get some people that you know, like a vice president, for instance, Secretary of Defense, Secretary of Foreign Affairs or the State Department, or Secretary of State, we call him. You have him on TV 24 hours a day like we did in 2002 and 2003. And yes, people will be on board to go and destroy other countries because of fear. You scare them enough and they'll tell you, hey, go kill them. And that's exactly what happened. They scared the hell out of you with Saddam and his weapons of mass destruction that it was a lie, just like everything you see is a lie. But yet in Egypt, we went in and we put this guy in power, but we knew we could not have him in power, but we just wanted him. He was nothing but a bridge, a transition, just used as a transition to go from Mubarak into 1 year of the Muslim Brotherhood, because they're the only ones who could actually win an election at that time. And now they want to put, I guess, al-Baradei or whomever else. You know, you cannot have a minister of defense or a defense secretary go into the palace and arrest the president because people went out in the streets and demanded. Do you know how many, if you want to put people in the streets of the United States who don't want Obama, we can put out there, what, 40, 50 million? And then what happens? Should the army go in and take him out? Of course not. That's not democracy. So we should not be saying one thing and doing the other, because when we went in and started working behind the scene and underground to remove this guy, yes, the United States of America, the CIA, the Mossad, they went in and started working in the back underground to remove this guy. And they got out about 4 million people, and the army went in. The army was controlled. Now you see how our dirty work that we do around the world. Now you see how the United States of America and their dirty games around the world. Even though Obama is like, oh, they need to release Morsi, as if he really is worried about him. No, he's not worried about him. He's the one that wanted him removed. So we can have this chaos. So we can have a divided Egypt. And Egypt is the largest state as far as population. You know, the Arab people, 22 states, they make up about 290, 300 millions. But you have 100 millions of Egyptians. So what happens in Egypt, it actually affects what happens throughout the Arab world. And you divide Egypt along those lines, you are going to have
chaos, and that's what's needed. That's what's needed. So, where do we go from here? Well, actually, the only way and the only place we go is basically the way, if this thing keeps going the way it is, if this thing keeps going the way it is, Israel is going to get what it wants. But the problem is, should these people be allowed to do this in the name of the United States of America? We'll be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the 5-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio show. Coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our number is 800-313-9443, and our website is www.republicbroadcasting.org. So to summarize today's program, what you are witnessing right now going on in the Middle East is
a war that was waged by Israel from, it started with 9/11. You know, we went through this. We're not going to go through, and we only have a couple of minutes left, but it started with 9/11, with the war in Iraq, the destruction of Iraq, the destruction of Saddam Hussein, and now what you are seeing in the Middle East, in the Arab countries, in Egypt, in Syria, all over. It is a war. You don't need tanks and warplanes to bomb state capitals and country capitals anymore. You can do it. You can do it with the media. You can do it with education. You can do it with indoctrination. You can do it with many, many several ways to get people to do what you want. And that's the war. That is the war that we are witnessing right now. That is the war that Israel is fighting all over the Arab world without even having one soldier on the ground. Yeah, they have tens of thousands. They have tens of thousands of people on the ground that are working with them to convince these people on the ground to do what they need to do. Not the people, but those who planned for people to do. To get us to where we at now. To get us to where we at now. And that's exactly what is this war. You know, chaos in Egypt, war in Syria, war in Libya. Chaos in Tunisia. And that's what is needed. Chaos in Jordan. Chaos in Yemen. That's what's going on. And that's how, that's the reason why Israel is reducing the size of its army because of this. Anyway, we are coming to the end of this program, and hopefully we will see you next week, same place, same time, and we'll try not to be late like we were today. Go do the right thing, and we will see you next week. Good night. This is from the old school, new school.